From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A new Army study finds the Army suicide rate now exceeds the civilian suicide rate. The new information comes out of a 15-month study, and NPR's Rachel Martin is joining us now from the Pentagon. Rachel, what is the biggest conclusion from this report?
The biggest conclusion, Paul, is essentially that nobody's been paying attention to the suicide rate as they should have been. The Army says that this is a problem because we've got a force that has been strained for 9 years of war, and commanders on the ground simply haven't made paying attention to stressors, as they call them, a priority. It has been more important for them to keep their troops in the fight, and they have, as a result, perhaps turned a blind eye to troops who have been stressed and could be on the brink of suicide.
I understand the Army is concerned about drug use among the troops. How does that relate to the suicide issue?
They're very concerned about this. The study revealed an increased use specifically of prescription drugs, which they say can actually mask the use of illegal drugs. They say that at this point, currently, at least 14% of the overall Army population is using some kind of opiate, morphine, or other kind of painkiller. All high-risk behaviors are on the rise, and this is important because these have been identified as a primary cause for the increase in the suicide rate.
And briefly, what's the Army saying that it will do?
They're taking this very seriously. They say that mental health, the cultural and the attitude at the Pentagon and in the military has to change. Mental health has to become as important, every bit as important, as the physical health of troops.
Thanks very much. That's NPR's Rachel Martin at the Pentagon. This hour, President Obama is to defend his education policies in a speech to the National Urban League. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the president will make the case that improving schools is an economic necessity.
The Obama administration has devoted billions of dollars to improving failing schools, many of which are located in minority neighborhoods. Some civil rights leaders have attacked the administration's approach. Mr. Obama insists he's not trying to blame teachers for poor performance, but says he will insist on teacher accountability in exchange for federal support. The Education Department is offering big rewards to some school districts on the condition they grade teachers' performance, at least partly on the basis of their students' achievement. Mr. Obama will tell the Urban League he wants to build a culture where successful teachers are revered, like sports stars and celebrities. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
ExxonMobil, the world's largest oil company, says its second quarter earnings are nearly double last year's. Exxon says it earned more than $7.5 billion in the quarter, in large part due to higher oil prices. This is NPR News. A federal judge in Montana is ordering the Forest Service to more closely examine how fire retardant dropped from airplanes affects the environment. NPR's Jeff Brady says the ruling requires the agency to complete a full analysis by the end of next year.
In the West, the Forest Service drops millions of gallons of red retardant on wildfires every year. Sometimes the chemicals get into streams and kill fish. 5 years back, U.S. District Judge Donald Malloy ordered the Forest Service to analyze the effects of dropping all that retardant. But in his most recent ruling, Malloy says the agency has yet to do a thorough enough job of that. Andy Stahl heads Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics, the group that filed the lawsuit.
I think that once the Forest Service is forced to take a hard look at its firefighting practices, that we can only get improved practices out of that.
Stahl believes the agency uses too much retardant and could still effectively fight fires by using less of the chemicals. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
A new survey points to continued weakness in the real estate market due to the weak labor market. Rick Sharga of the tracking and online marketing firm RealtyTrack says foreclosure activity is now increasing in metropolitan areas once considered somewhat insulated by relative prosperity. He says Chicago and other cities are seeing a spike in foreclosure activity.
Baltimore jumped up. Fayetteville, Arkansas has jumped up. So we're seeing places like that, like Albuquerque, New Mexico. These have not been places that have had a history of a lot of foreclosure activity, but we're seeing them now because of economic concerns.
Meanwhile, the Labor Department reports this morning that new claims for unemployment benefits are down for the third time in 4 weeks. This is NPR News.